Music from Robin Schulz and James Blunt with OK here on Beat 102 and 103. My first guest this morning is Hayley Fitzsimons. She's from Port Law in County Waterford, and she's been throwing javelin and shot put around the world since 2012. She's travelled to the States, mainland Europe and beyond. And this August, she competes in the 7th World Dwarf Games in Ontario in Canada. And Hayley joins me in studio this morning. You're very welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can I ask you about the term World Dwarf Games? I thought dwarf was not the term to use anymore.
When the term dwarf, like, it depends on the... Some people don't like it. Whereas myself, like, my condition is actually achondroplasia. But if I was to... If someone was talking to me on the phone and they hadn't seen me and I said to them, I have achondroplasia, they're not going to have a clue what...
And
what,
the World Achondroplasia Games doesn't really roll
and
off the tongue
because
either.
Because there's 200 different types of dwarfism that they can't just... They have to put one name on it instead of saying this name, this name and this name. So, I don't mind the term, but there are people who do... Like, there is one term we don't use, but I'm not going to mention it because we don't use it.
Okay. Okay.
Other than that, people don't have a problem with.
All right, so it is the World Dwarf Games.
Yeah.
It's funny because I have heard people, there's been TED Talks where people have said they don't want to be called dwarf, they want to be called little people, but you're okay with the term
dwarf.
Yeah,
no, I'm okay.
Okay. Tell us, javelin and shot put.
And discus.
And discus.
Yeah.
You've won bronze in discus, you've been winning gold, you've travelled the world. When did you suddenly realise, I'm really good at these things?
In actually 2009, the World Dwarf Games that are actually on this year, we're on in Belfast up in Northern Ireland, and I went up as a spectator to watch it, and I felt I was a bit young at the time, so I didn't participate, but it was a great experience watching and meeting people like myself. Then the same year, my friend that who's on the team with me this year, it was competing down in Waterford at a competition held by the Irish Wheelchair Association Sport, and I went down to watch her, and they said to me, do you want to give it a try? But since then, I haven't looked back, like, and it's been a great experience so far.
What kind of strengths do you need to have for those particular games, for the shot put, the discus and the javelin? Is it all arm strength and upper body strength?
Most people think it is just upper body. But, like, for the javelin, like, you're doing a run, so you have to have the strength in your legs to be able to do the run. For the shot put, you're trying to cover a circle, like, so you're not just doing a standing throw. You're doing a moving throw.
Oh, yeah. So you have to, when you see shot put, you see that's what you have to do.
Yeah, so you have to get strength in your legs as well, like, as well as your upper arm. So.
Okay. And are you training all year round?
I'm training 6 days a week, twice a day at the minute. And when usually my season finishes, I take a month out of just complete rest. But lucky enough, the IWAS Under 23 World Games are on in Portugal in December this year. So that kind of lengthens my season. So I think I might take 2 weeks out when I come back after my season finishes over here in Ireland. And I might take 2 weeks out and then go back in training full again for December.
And what age are you now?
21, 22 this year.
So it's been 5 years since you've been competing. So you were in your teens, you were 16.
No, 5 years since I
went. Since the World Games.
Yeah, yeah. And then in 2009 was when I took it up first.
So it was kind of early teens when you took it up first. So a lot of commitment as well for someone who's in secondary school and busy being a teenager.
Well, that's it. But look, I loved every minute of it, so I didn't stop.
Tell me about the World Dwarf Games. It's just 33 days to it from now. Is it something that you look forward to, or is it just one of the other competitions that you take part in?
I really look forward to the World Dwarf Games because it's a chance for people like myself to play on a level playing field. And plus the fact that it's a great opportunity to meet people like yourself and discuss things that maybe you've had in your life or problems, like, say, with health problems back or that, even though I haven't had any. But, like, for other people, they can discuss their, like, what happened to them. But, like, it's just the fact you meet friends for life. And some of the guys that I met 4 years ago in Michigan, USA, I haven't seen them with 4 years, like, so it's going to be great to go back there. But the main thing is to go back and retain my title.
Yeah, you have that competitive streak.
That's the main thing.
Are you well known for what you practice in? Are you well known for a force to be reckoned with among other people who compete?
I like to think I am, because I think I provide competition for him.
Mm-hmm.
But... No, I have the dwarf world record at the minute, and that can only be broken every 4 years. So hopefully I'll go out to retain the title and maybe break that as well.
So there's people across the world who are saying we need to beat Hayley Fitzsimons. Yes. Good, that's good to hear. Do you meet other people with dwarfism in your region? Do you have other friends, or is this really the chance to meet people?
There is people, there's a team of 9 athletes going, like, and we know each other. We know in 1996 there was an association set up, Little People of Ireland, and it was actually, see, this is where the term differs.
Yeah.
It's called Little People of Ireland, and we got to meet people like ourselves. And that's since we started the sports organisation in 2012. That's where we've met the people from. It's from the Little People of Ireland, and they've joined the Dwarf Sports Association of Ireland.
Okay. So there's two different associations.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff.
But there's actually a few people with dwarfism in actually Waterford as well. So
you get to meet them and...
Yeah, they are that bit younger, but...
And is it important for you to meet people with dwarfism? Or does it matter?
It doesn't really matter. Like, I grew up in everyday... Like, I grew up with average height people. My parents are average height and my sister's average height. So it doesn't really bother me in a way. Like, it's great when we do meet up, but it doesn't bother me.
And what happens when you are no longer sporting, when you're no longer taking part in competitions? What are you hoping to do with your life?
I haven't kind of thought of that at the minute. I'm still focusing on the sport, but I'm in college at the minute doing a Bachelor of Business in Recreation and Sports Management. And I have to say the college provide great support to me, both in sport and in college.
And what college are you in?
WIT.
You're in WIT.
And but so far, it's kind of college at the minute and then sports. So I'm kind of not thinking.
Is that what you think you'd like to work in, though, in some sort of sport or in the business of sport?
I think I'd like to work in sports and work maybe with the youth or people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people see the person's disability before they see the ability of the person.
And you're almost 22 now. You've taken part in the Olympics and stuff like that. When do you think you're going to have to start thinking about not always training? This is the question.
Maybe when I hit my 40s.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Another while, yeah.
Good stuff. You've got a long, long time to go, but you haven't got long to go to the World Dwarf Games, just 33 days, as we said. So is the training really starting to get more intensive now?
Well, like I said, it's 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Twice a day, every day.
Okay. And when do you start to kind of think about resting and getting ready for that? Never?
No, not really. Like, I get up in the morning, I go train at 11:30. And then I do my session, and there's not like we don't have a specific time that we're going to finish that. We just finish when my body tells me you've had enough.
Okay.
Then I go home, eat proper food, take my rest, and I'm back in the Witt Arena in Carrignore at 7:30 for my indoor strength and conditioning and gym work.
Okay, wow. And it's the competitions you're taking part in, all three disciplines, are you, when you're at the World Dwarf Games?
Yeah, all three disciplines.
Okay, good stuff. It's just over a week, August 4th until the 12th. So every day do you have a competition, or do you get to go and enjoy Ontario as well?
Luckily enough, it's actually all my three events are taking place on one day.
Brilliant.
But because we're going out as a team, we have to be there to support the team as well.
But that'll be good as well.
Yeah, well, that's it. And the fact that is that maybe we might get to see a bit, but it's not even that. It's the fact that because you're going over to a different country with a different time zone and a different climate, you have to be there so many days before to prepare yourself.
And acclimatise.
Yeah.
So when are you going then, if it starts on August 4th?
I'm flying out on the 1st of August.
Okay, lovely. So you have a few days. And then what date is your competition?
The 7th.
The 7th. So you have a nice week before. Good stuff. Well, as we said, the World Dwarf Games takes place in Ontario in Canada from the 4th to the 12th. You can give it a search if you want to have a look at what they're doing and all the different events that are on during those few days. Best of luck, Hayley.
Thanks a million. Thanks a million for having me.
Let's beat that world record again. Or are you thinking, would you like to smash it again?
Oh yeah, definitely. Smash it.
Okay.
Just get rid of it.
Good stuff. Well, we will be rooting for you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a million.